This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know the Great Resignation, the more than 47 million people who left their jobs last year? Yeah, well, that trend hasn't stopped, you know, just because it's 2022. In the first 4 months of this year, more than 17.5 million people have quit. That's actually up a bit from the pace of the same period in 2021. But what does one do next after leaving a job? Well, sometimes, like in today's edition of our series, My Economy, they start a new business.
My name is Ricky Barossa. My pronouns are he, him.
And my name is Larry Groves. My pronouns are he, him. And we are the co-owners of the Growing Groves plant shop in Davis, California. I had previously, you know, worked in a plant shop, and I had a lot of responsibility and not too much at the same time. And I had all these great ideas and all these things that I wanted to do, but it just kind of felt like I was trapped.
As his partner, I would just see him come home and just be very, you know, burnt out. And when he finally decided to leave his old job, I kind of just told him, how about, you know, we try to do, you know, do it for ourselves.
We kind of just decided to do it.
Yeah, I had no idea what it took to start a business. And I just did what I did in school, and I researched, and I went on Google, and I was like, okay, you know, what licenses do I need? What permits do I need? What taxes do I have to pay? When do I pay them? All that kind of stuff. We opened April 9th. I believe it was a Friday.
We opened April 8th.
8th? Oh, 8th. Sorry. Yeah. Let me start again. So we opened April 8th, and I remember there was like a line of people outside the patio just waiting for us to open. That was so surreal because it was just me, Larry, and our store manager. And we're just like, oh my God, like this is real. Like people want to come and shop.
It's been stressful. And rewarding, and I sleep maybe 4 hours a day now. And
oh, no.
That, you know, when people say I quit my 9-to-5 to work 24/7 for my small business, they are not lying about that. We're very, very lucky and very fortunate to be able to do this. And, you know, Ricky still has his full-time job, so he supports us. And, you know, we can pay our employee an actual livable wage instead of a minimum wage. But I don't know what I would do if I had to figure out something else to do. I think that, like, you know, we are very much a pandemic couple. Like, right when the pandemic started is when we started seeing each other. We're very much as opposite as you can possibly get. I am the person who, like, figures out the problem. And then he's the person who, like, breaks it down and comes up with, like, the resolution. And then we both tackle it on both of our ends.
And I think that's really helped us with the business. So this is not even a risk for me.
It's very, like, yeah, reassuring that, yeah, like, you know, he was right about taking a chance on me, you know?
Yeah. Like, so I'm like, there's no risk. Like, you know, yeah, things might not work out. But, like, what I've seen, that, you know, probability and all that's in our favor. So I think we're okay.
That was Ricky Barossa and Larry Groves running the Growing Groves Plant Shop up in Davis, California. You know, this series only works with your help, so please let us know how your economy is doing. You can do that at marketplace.org.